Okay, today we're going to do Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're already into Nun Dalet Amud Beis a little bit. We are at Ki Asa Rav Dimi on the first medium-sized line. So the Gemara is going to bring another case where a person could ask for something Mishum Avodah Zarah only through a Maisa. Ki Asa Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Afal Pi Sham Ramashtach Velekarka Olam Lo Asara. Even though we say that if someone bows down to the ground, he doesn't aser it. Chafra Baboros Shichnu Ma'aros. But if he digs holes in the ground for Avodah Zarah, Asara, he can Asar the entire area around it because that he's Oved, it becomes Asar Bahana'a because he did a Maisa for Avodah Zarah. Ki Asar of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Aval Bisham Ram Mishtachva the Bali Chayim Lo Asaran, even though we say that if you are Mishtachva to animals, you don't Asar them Bahana'a, even if they're yours, because they only become Asar the Gavoa, the Asa'an Chalib and Laval Zchavim. If you had an Avodah Zarah and you exchanged it for these animals, Asaran. Then those animals become Asar. So we're going to discuss how I know that Chalipe Avodah Zarah become Asar. We'll get to that later. So Ki Asar, Ravin, when Ravin came from Israel to Bavel, Amar, Pligu bar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbanan. There is a machlok Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan. Chad amar chalipin asurin, chalipe chalipin mutarin. V'chad amar afilu chalipe chalipin nami asurin. Yes, certainly that which you exchange directly for an avodah zarah becomes asur. What about that which you exchange for that which was exchanged for an avodah zarah? Does the isur go second generation as well? That's a machlokas. My time at the man diamar chalipe chalipin asurin. Why would you say that the double exchange, second generation exchange, is asur? Amar Kra pasuk says by Avodah Zarah ve'yisach cherem kamahu kol sha'atam hayam imenu hareu kamahu, that anything that's an outgrowth of it, even if it's second generation, becomes like the Avodah Zarah and Zasr Bana. V'idach, and the other opinion that disagrees and thinks that second generation chalipin are mutter, Amar Kra hu. Who v'lo chalipe chalipin? Pasuk says who? That's a miut to tell me only it, but not the chalipe chalipin. V'idach, and the other opinion would say, what would he do with hahu? With who? Hahu mi bayle lemute arla v'kelei akerem. He used that to exclude arla and kelei akerem from the isra of chalipin. Meaning the only isra hana'a that would be tofes as damav, where that which you exchange it for would also be aser, is avodah zarah. But arla and kelei akerem she'im macharan. If you sell arla or kelei akerem, the Kiddush b'demayin, and then you're Makadish Nisha with the money that you get for it, Mekudeshes. She is Mekudeshes. That becomes your money. V'idach, and the other opinion, Orla v'kilei akerem lo tzrichim yuta, will say, I don't need who to tell me that Orla and kilei akerem do not have this din of chalipin. The very idea that something will be tofes es dameha is taught in two separate places in the Torah, one by Avod Zara and one by Shmita, and Kol Shnei the rule is, whenever a principle, an idea, is taught two places in the Torah, we assume that those two places are the exception, and they are not the rule. And therefore, Arla and Kilei HaKerem would be different than Avodah Zarah and Shemitah, and would not be Tofes Damav. Avodah Zkav Madi Amaran, we already quoted the pasuk that tells us that Chalipin of Avodah Zarah, called him Havim Mimenu, would still be Asur. Shviyas Tachsiv, and how do I know by Shemitah that there's a din of Tfisas Damim by that which has Kedusha Shemitah? Because it says by the Shnasa Yovel, Ki Yovel Hi Kodesh Tia Lachem. The fact that the Torah compares Shemitah to Kodesh, we darshin. Ma Kodesh Tofesis Damav Asur, just like Kodesh, would transfer over to the money that it's exchanged for and become Asur. The money becomes Asur Banah because now it belongs to Hegdish. Av Shviyiz Tofesis Damav Asur. So too, Peros Shviyas, fruits of Shemitah, they also, if they're exchanged for money, the money becomes Kadosh. Ima Kodesh Tofes Damav Yotze L'chulin, Av Shviyas Tofes Damav Yotze L'chulin. So Tamalomer you might say, yeah, but when the Beis HaMikdash sells that which is Kodesh, the money becomes Kodesh, but that which was previously Kodesh now becomes Chulin. So should you say the same thing about Shemitah, that if you sell Shemitah produce, the money becomes holy, but the Shemitah becomes Chulin? No, that's why the Pasuk has to go out of its way to say that Tihiyah Bavyasatei, that it always remains Kodesh. HaKetan Lakach B'Perashvi is Basar. If let's say you exchange Shemitah fruits for meat, Elu ve'elu misbarin b'shvius. Both of them have kedusha shvius, both the peros and the meat. Lakach babasar dagim. You then exchange that meat for fish. Yatza basar nichmasu dagim. The fish now have kedusha shvius, but not the meat. B'dagim yayin. You exchange that fish for wine. Yatza dagim the nichmas yayin. Fish lose their kedusha shvius, but wine has it. B'yayin shemen yatza yayin v'nichmas shemen. You exchange the wine for oil. The wine is no longer kadosh, but the oil is. Haketzad achron. The way it works is that the initial Shemitah fruit has Kedusha, and the very last thing which it was exchanged for has Kedusha. Everything in between does not. The Idach, and the opinion that holds that we need to be Memayit Arla and Kilei Kerem from the Yisr Chalipin, so disregards this rule that when you have a principle taught in two places, that they are the exception. It says, no, principle taught in two places, we can still make a binyan av and assume that that is the rule and not the exception. So main point over here, that, let's see, how do we say this? We have a machlokas, whether chalipe chalipin of Avodah Zarah is asur. Chalipin of Avodah Zarah is definitely asur. Machlokas, whether chalipe chalipin of Avodah Zarah is asur. Machlokas, whether chalipe chalipin of Avodah Zarah is asur. Everyone agrees chalipin of Shemitah is asur. And everyone agrees chalipin of Arlan Kilei Kerem is not asur. Okay, so let's begin now the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses why Hashem does not just destroy all of the Zara from the world, meaning a very important Hashkafic question. You read the Torah, Hashem can't stand Avodah Zarah. So Shalva says, okay, the Chachmei Umasolim, ask the Chachmei Yisrael, Beromi, im ein ratzon b'avodas chavim, lameinu mevatla. If Hashem can't stand Avodah Zarah, why doesn't he just get rid of it? Samar Lahem, the Chachmei Yisrael said, if they were the Avodah Zarah were worshipping useless things that had no benefit to the world, yeah, sure, it would be easy. Hashem would zap it and it would be gone. But look what they choose to use as Avodah Zarah. They choose to use things that are necessary for the functioning of the world. So should Hashem destroy the whole world because some morons decide to worship these things? Amr Lahan, so the Chachamim said, so why doesn't Hashem at least destroy those useless of the Zaras, the statues and whatnot, and keep the sun and the moon? The Chacham said back, that would just give ammunition to the Avodah Zarah who worship the sun and the moon to say, you see, this is a legitimate Avodah Zarah because all of the illegitimate ones get destroyed and these don't get destroyed. So in order not to give that wrong impression, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to go around destroying Avodah Zarah. Tanu Rabbanan, Shaul Pilosofin es HaZakenim. The philosophers asked the Zakenim, Beromi in Rome, if Hashem doesn't want Avodah Zarah, why doesn't he just destroy it? Again, the same response, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they were only worshipping things that the world doesn't need and Hashem would destroy them, then they would just turn to things that the world does need and Hashem can't destroy his world because of fools. Another version of the conversation is that they said, let's say a person steals some wheat and he goes and he plants it. Really, it shouldn't grow. But Hashem has to run his world, and people who do terrible and stupid things will have to suffer the consequences of that eventually. But Hashem is not going to change the whole teva for them. Another way of expressing the same idea, if a person is Boel, his friend's wife, really she shouldn't be able to get pregnant. So why does Hashem allow that to happen? It creates mamzerus. The world runs like it runs, and the fools who are ruining it and who are doing all these averus, they're ultimately going to pay the price. So And that's aligned with what Reish Lakish says. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, lo dayin l'rishayim shosin sela shali, pumbi, not only are they taking my sela and making it hefker, meaning they're going against my will, and they're being boel arayos and causing human beings to be born with based on arayos, el shematrich l'si machtim l'si balkarchi, they're making me sign off on it against my will, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm not happy about this idea that people do all sorts of arayos, but I'm going to continue to run the world with nature, and therefore there are going to be pregnancies that result from arayos. So main point over here is that there are three examples of where really Rishayim should not be successful, but because Hashem runs the world with Teva, they are successful in accomplishing what they're going to do, and they're ultimately going to be punished for it. And they are being Ovid of Avodah Zarah, planting stolen seeds, and having bia with arayos. Shal Pelosfos Echad Esr Ben Gamliel, a certain philosopher Esr Ben Gamliel, Kosva B'Torah Aschem Ki Hashem Elokecha Yishoch Lahu Kelkano, the Torah describes Hashem as a jealous God. M'nei Ma Miskani Bovda V'in Miskani Ba, why does Hashem get angry at those who punish who worship the Avodah Zarah, and not at the Avodah Zarah itself? Meaning, why doesn't he just destroy the Avodah Zarah? Samlo Em Shalucha Mashal Ma'adav Adam, he says, I'll give you a mashal. L'melech Basav Adam Shayelo Ben Echad. Let's say a melech has one son. V'osa and that son raised the dog. And he named the dog after his father. And when he would swear, he would say, Chaye Kelev, and he would mention the name of his father. When the king hears about this, who's he going to get angry at? The son or the dog? He's not going to blame the dog. It's the kid who's being ungrateful. He's the one that's being mezalzel in the covet of his father. So it's obviously that's the one who he's going to get angry at. So the Nimshal is obvious when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Hashem should get angry at that which is worship? No, Hashem's going to get angry at those who do the worship and therefore disrespect him. So Amar Lo, so the Chacham Nachri said to him, Gamliel, Kelevata Koreasa, you call my Avodah Zarah a dog? Valo Yeshba Mamish, the Avodah Zarah is dignified. Amar Lo, Gamliel says, Umari Isa, what makes you think it has any value? Amar Lo, the guy said, Pamachas Nafla Dleka Birenu, I'll prove to you it has value. One time there was a massive fire and everything in the city was destroyed, but the Beis Avodah Zarah was not destroyed. I'll give you a mashal to explain that. Imagine you have a king that the Medina rebelled against him. When he fights the battle, who's he going to fight the war with? The living or the dead? Obviously with the living he's going to do battle, not with the dead, where it's not shaykh to fight. So the nimshal is that the Avodah Zarah is so worthless, it's not even worth Hashem's time to allow the fire to destroy the Avodah Zarah. Omlo, kelevatakoriyasa, meisatakoriyasa, imkeng abdenim in olam. Wow, you think Hashem views an Avodah Zarah as a dog, as a dead thing, like a dead dog? Then if he hates it so much and he thinks it's so worthless, why doesn't he just destroy it? Same answer we had in the Mishnah. If people only worship things that were really useless, Hashem would be mevatalit. But Harein Ovdin, Lachama, Lalvana, Lakochavim, Mazalos, Lafikim, Lagaoyos, Yabid Alamim, they Shotiv. They worship things that are very important. They worship the ocean, they worship the sun, they worship the moon. The world needs these things. So Hashem is going to destroy his whole world because of these morons. V'cheinu Omer, Asof Asaf Kalmal, Pnei Ha'adama Nu'um Hashem. Hashem wonders, should I destroy everything? Asaf Adam Vehem, Asaf Of Hashemayim, Udgayam, Machshelos Asar Hashayim, V'chim Pnei Shar everything that a Rasha is nichshol in, I should destroy. They worship people as well. And should I kill our people as well? I'm not going to do that. Destroy all people because of that. So sometimes Rishayim are Rishayim, and I get angry at the Rishayim and not at the objects of their worship. So I guess let's make that a main point. Hashem takes out his vengeance on those who actually do the Avodah Zarah and not on the objects of the worship of the Avodah Zarah. Okay, we will stop there, and Bez Hashem next time we'll pick up on the top of Nun Hei Amud Aleph.